Compulsory vaccination. NMA Johesu kick as FG threatens sanction.
Yesterday evening at about 7:30, 8 o'clock thereabouts, I just came across it. And I watched President Biden address his country extempore about the rationalization for the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And my head swelled in pride until I reminded myself that, oh boy, you're not an American, you're a Nigerian. I cannot wait to see in my lifetime a Nigerian leadership and government that has a high capacity that would, whenever I see these leaders, that would inspire me. I mean, to be fair, the vice president does, when I see him speak in public. People like Fashola, when I see them speak in public. But those, you can handpick, you know. But generally, the leadership of this country bothers me. And I'm not being insulting. I'm just doing some analysis here that sometimes the level of intellect confounds me. Where would you be talking of a compulsory vaccination when a state governor, Nigeria's biggest state, really, well, Kano, they say it's biggest, but look, Nigeria's at least number one state, says that he, as at the last time he spoke, just less than a month ago, he has only done 1%. So the question you ask yourself is, have you bought any vaccine? Where is all this coming from? This is where I'm headed. There are a lot of things that sometimes, I'm sorry to use the word, just irritate you. Sometimes you think somebody out there is trying to deliberately walk you up. When I saw this early in the morning at about 4 o'clock as usual, I said, where is all this coming from? Vaccines you have not bought, you're getting handouts, okay? You're getting handouts from other countries, aloku. Tokumbo vaccines is virtually what you have. Look at here. The NPHCDA says that, oh, the AstraZeneca vaccine doses will expire this month and October. So everybody is now on a rush. You haven't perfected the distribution of the vaccines. You haven't done any of these. Yet somehow this issue now crops up and creates emotional problem for people. Everybody, people are going to go into a state of panic. It's okay for you in the cities. You in Lagos, Port Harcourt, and major capital cities. But what about people just next door in Ijebu, they here? What about people in Ilaro? In Lagos here, you say you've done only 1%. So where is all this coming from? The NMA says that people had the right to reject vaccines the same way they would reject medical treatment. Johesu stated that the move to make vaccination compulsory was senseless. And I agree. You don't even have the capacity. You just want, it's just like creating problems for our people. You can't get your passport, your driver's license is a problem. Anything you want to do that involves government.
It just has to be stressful.
It just has to be stressful. This is where I stand. In case at some point we find ourselves, you know, having provisions to provide everybody vaccines, which we will not have. We don't have the money. If you brought out the money, you won't find it. Look at the era of the palliatives, you know what happened. But I think, this is what I think. I would encourage everybody to take the vaccines. But there are people for personal, religious, whatever reasons, who do not want to take a vaccine. And I think they have the right, you know, to say that there are some people, for example, who would not take blood. Jehovah's Witness people don't take blood. I mean, so, what you could do is to say, okay, if you want to access, like if you have to go into a government facility, you need a vaccination pass to go in. That I would understand. If you want to go to some countries now, you need to show evidence of having been vaccinated. You can put in rules like that.
That's right.
But you can't say you want to prosecute and lock people up just because they don't want to take the vaccination. I mean, I don't even know how you want to enforce that. And I also plead with our newspapers to try and publish stories that will brighten our days rather than become a complete irritation. The Lagos State Commissioner, Mr. Gbenga Omotosho, says that the target of the of Lagos State is to vaccinate 60%. So far, the governor says they have vaccinated only one. So they still have 59% to go. I don't know over what period that is achievable. And here's a funny story here that the DSS quizzed our members for protesting against compulsory vaccine. That is in Edo State. I hear the governor wants to make... Sheriff, Kilode, I mean, the governor wants to make vaccination compulsory where you don't even have enough.
Exactly.
What is going on?
I mean, you don't even have enough. Your own responsibility, you failed at it. So what are you talking about?
I don't understand where all this is coming from. Is it in our diet? Is it in the air?
What are you talking about?
I don't understand.
Okay.
Sheriff, can you rationalize any of this?
No. We treated it in the morning. Like, people just couldn't understand where the governor was coming from.
I think I have an idea. Yeah. I think some of these things are done deliberately to divert our attention from the main problems. Yes, just said them. You know that footballer, those were his own tricks. The footballer will say that you should start debating whether the sun comes out during the day or comes out during the night to take your mind off the real crucial issues, and everybody will go haywire. Otherwise, from a rational standpoint, I don't understand where all this is going. Obaseki disappoints me. I don't have his current number, but I've called him to tell him, you know, these people always change their numbers. You know, it's been my friend for a while. But I don't know where all this is coming from. Because the very first question I would have asked him is that, okay, how much vaccines do you have to give out?
You know? Yeah. Usually that's how it is. When you talk about some issues in the papers, like they just get you like...
They just get you worked up, you know, you just get worked up. Okay.
Let's go to page 4 of the Punch. Students sit exams on bare floor in Amaechi's alma mater.
Yes. Now this story looks... I'm sure it appears odd to you, but this is what it is. You have a photograph of the school that Amaechi attended. Okay, and the school is called Gbaranowe Grammar School in Okolobiri, wherever that is. No tables, no chairs. The students are sitting on the floor. Now, this is a bad story on its own, but it's the morale of the story that I want to talk about. If at the time Amaechi was in school, he sat on the floor like these people, he wouldn't be a minister today. And that is the story of a lot of our leaders, especially those who are in our own generation. You see, we went to school with some of them. We grew up with some of these leaders. Some of them would have still been hawking at age 60 plus, would have still been hawking sausages and whatever on a really road if it wasn't for the likes of Awolowo, okay, and some subsequent governments who provided education, full-rounded education at all levels at that time. Then they now become the leaders. They cannot do so likewise. That is the story of a lot of the leadership of this country. Go and check their backgrounds. We have this mentality that, okay, now it's my time. I've been able to extricate myself from all this. You can bound all other people to the Philistines. That is the story of Nigeria. Go and check out a lot of your leaders. Some of them even admit that they couldn't wear shoes to school. But they were provided for. Education was provided for them.
It was there for them.
It was there for them. I went to university in Nigeria. I got admission to read Mass Comm in 1975, University of Wisconsin. Full scholarship. I rejected it to go to UniBen and then to University of Lagos. In UniBen, we were living two in a room. In fact, the school where I did my A-levels, Comprehensive High School, Ayetoro, we were living two in a room if we were in lower six. And it was a purpose-built school built by the Ford Foundation somewhere in there. Go and see what Comprehensive High School looks like today. They took over all the houses, all the staff quarters has been taken over, all the equipment, everything, they bastardized everything, and then bound the school to the Philistines to one village-like area. What kind of wickedness is this? I'm not talking of this. I don't know, but I'm just trying to talk about, you know, the kind of society that we live in. This has no direct relationship with the minister Amaechi. So please take him out of the equation. But it is just the story of Nigeria. Our leaders who benefited a lot from this same country are the ones who cannot stretch themselves to make the same provisions for the younger people who are coming after. What do the younger people have now? Debts piled up, all kinds of things ahead, all kinds of banana peels. And then remember that a member of this government also said, he also spoke about the level of corruption going on. Now, this is what happens when corruption takes place. And I want you to listen carefully. If you hear that somebody has been charged for taking 1 billion from the cookie jar, or you hear that somebody from nowhere who was a lecturer yesterday now has a whole estate worth about 50 billion, it means that some government money somewhere is missing. Whether he's now found guilty is another thing entirely, but the truth is that there's a hole in that gap. Now, if everybody has the opportunity to do that, when you hear civil servants, 5 billion, some ex-minister, 50 billion, and so on and so forth, where is the money for development? That is why this morning I'm calling on everybody to shine your eye. To shine your eye and begin to ask questions. Young people, they are begin to ask questions. Hold these people by the jugular, I don't mean physically. And ask pertinent questions in a very intelligent manner, in a non-violent manner, but keep asking these questions. When debts are being piled up, when you meet these people in public, ask them, sir, with the, being polite and everything, these debts that you have taken, how are we going to pay them back? Which generation is going to pay them back? When you find yourself in this, look at this, is completely disgraceful. A school, they're sitting on the floor. I could jolly well, you know, I can't imagine it. So we need to ask questions in a non-violent, intelligent. 2023 is round the corner. All the aspirants, you need to hook them by the jugular and let them make commitments. Let them make certain commitments. And I don't know what. Now look at the state of the nation, economy. Is in a complete mess. Prices have gone up almost. The federal government of statistics will come out with some funny inflation figures, but you and I know that what you bought for 500 naira yesterday is now 1,500, 2,000. You and I know that the food you used to buy from Iyalati has more water than pepper in the soup, because she doesn't want to increase the price to drive you away, but she lowers the quality. So we need to wake up, you know, against 2023. We need to wake up and start asking pertinent questions, you know. And we need to make sure that people are held responsible for the crimes that they commit, especially when it comes to things like embezzlement. I hope somebody will call this gentleman's attention to it, and he will rally around the old students, and they will find something to do. But I'm not talking about about Minister Amechi. No. It's the symbolism of it that I wanted to call your attention to.
Indeed. Now, we're going to go to an editorial on page 16 of The Punch. EFCC's Gestapo raids on hotels, residences.
You know, the EFCC, is, ironically, is led, you know, it's led by the current leader, is a very young man. And I'm sure he wants to make his mark. But The Punch is very angry about the way the FCC has been carrying out its functions. It says that in commando-like fashion, the EFCC agents have developed a fondness for storming hotels, relaxation centers at odd hours, and barging into rooms of near-naked, deep-in-sleep lodgers. Okay? And then the Punch argues that this current EFCC operational style is ludicrous, drab and hideous. It is a crude way of gathering intelligence by tarring hotel customers and everyone in an apartment with the same brush. And of course, they give the example of the Nollywood actress who claimed that the EFCC broke into her room and so on and so forth. But anyway, they argue that is the point, that the commission needs to be reminded that the modern way of tackling economic crimes primarily involves applying the brain, not brute force. This idea of arresting people and carrying out investigations later, I don't know how that works in modern crime persecution. I don't know how that works. You should have done your homework,
yeah,
almost to the point ready to go on prosecution before you grab people. You don't grab people first and investigate later. Nobody does that in the modern world.
That's even mild. So I saw a video of someone who was complaining about EFCC barging into their apartments, and they didn't just barge. They barging into, removed the door. They broke the windows, the window panes, and the rest of them. They smashed the TV. they removed everything in the wardrobe and put everything. It's as though Hurricane Katrina just landed in that apartment.
I think the tornado would have been better as an example.
I mean, it's just, because it's just,
you know, the tornado goes,
it's just insane. It's insane.
But if you,
who gave them that right? First and foremost, why do they think that they don't need arrest warrant or a search warrant before they can barge into? You don't even have the right to barge into somebody's space without a warrant.
Now, doesn't this fit into my first analysis today?
It's just there
seems to be a capacity problem, you know, human capacity problem with the way, you know, our country is being led across the board. There seems to be. And unless we buckle up, unless we wisen up, I mean, we are going to become a concrete jungle. Even when I, for example, when I see public officers being, quote unquote, being protected, you know, in public,
yeah,
you know, and look, security is more about what you don't see than what you see. The fact that you have muscle building people carrying AK-47 is not security.
Hmm.
One grenade from somewhere behind that could knock that out.
Can just come.
when you look at other leaders in other climes, you see them walking alone. You try any nonsense from within even 50 miles from that place, and you see what you'll get. But here, everybody converges, surrounds the person carrying guns, carrying overcoat. The world has changed. Listen to what Biden said yesterday. Biden said that, if you think that because we've withdrawn from Afghanistan, okay,
yeah,
that we are wide open, you will have yourself to blame. I'm not quoting him, I'm giving the summary.
Mm.
He said because the current war tactics now dictate that you don't even have to put boots on the ground. Go send a drone from only God knows where and knock you out. You don't need to start sending in soldiers and soldiers and soldiers. You don't need to do all that. We're so far behind,
mm-hmm.
But yes, it says it requires a precise intelligence and investigations, and not knee-jerk operations. Okay, and it says that EFCC must quickly retrace its steps from the path of other Nigerian security agencies that disreputably operate with impunity and attract odium from within and outside the country. Well.
We're going to quickly take a look at this advertorial here on page 25 of The Punch about a group, a company, VFD Group.
Mm.
And they have this thing written here that they are looking for graduates, trainees that will join their team for internship.
Yes. Mm. Why did the advert attract me, Sharif? It just set me back to when I was in university, way back then, when you had internships. They were called management trainees. The National Zen, John Holt, UAC, Cadbury, Lever Brothers, all these big, you know, big companies way back then, and they were able to absorb young graduates, you know, and train them and build up a fair management force. I don't seem to get a feeling of that anymore. If it exists, it has passed me by. And therefore, I'd like us to look at that. That is one of the things we need to do, is to grow capacity. So I was more than excited when I saw it was the advert that the lead whatever that attracted me to the advert, where it says that all great leaders start somewhere.
Mm.
People will tell you these days, when you want to go apply for any job whatsoever, they keep asking you, what's your experience? Well, you have to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm glad this company has. I don't know what they do. I've never heard of them, but it did attract me, and that they have
full page.
A graduate trainee program, and I saw the requirements. You must have a minimum of second class upper, okay, NYSC certificate, and then you shouldn't be more than 26. I mean, I found this quite encouraging, and I wish we had much more opportunities like this for our young people to look forward to.
Right. Yes, indeed. Let's take this one here from the Vanguard, page 8 of the Vanguard. The story reads, Boko Haram sponsors DIA quizzes releases Olawumi over Channels TV interview.
This is funny. Because the impression we got was that the man had been arrested, and was being brought in. But apparently, according to even his lawyer, Femi Falano, his lawyer said, I can confirm that it was a friendly chat between Kunle Olawunmi, Commodore, and his colleagues. And he said that I was allowed to represent the retired military officer during the friendly chat. Apparently, he was called to give more details about what he spoke about on channels, which I'm sure you know. I don't need to go through all that. And the defense ministry is pained. Let me read the story. It says that it will be recalled that following media reports last weekend alleging that the retired intelligence officer had been declared wanted over his comment. The defense headquarters says that he was never declared wanted. He was sent an SMS and then a phone call from DHQ.
Yeah.
And he said the DHQ only invited him to shed light on the information he gave, that, look, the names you said you had, can we have them? And stuff like that. And then the Director of Defense Information, Major General Benjamin Sawyer, insisted in a statement that the invitation was harmless. Let me read what he said. He says, the attention of DHQ has been drawn to an online news publication alleging that the defense intelligence agencies ordered the arrest of retired Commodore Kunle Olawunmi for appearing on channels. The armed forces may not want to join issues with the medium for the scandalous and malicious publication insinuating that his agency has ordered the arrest. It is gratifying to state that the retired military officer, who is on the military reserve list, if you are retired, you're on the reserve list, you can be summoned at any time, was only invited via SMS and voice by DIA to further furnish the AFN with relevant and pressing security information. And that the said proposed meeting between DIA and the retired Navy officer was intended to get credible tips on boosting the fight. And I like that kind of reaction. I'm happy this has taken place. So what we now want to see is, after you've invited him and you've drilled him and so on and so forth, you might not want to give us the information for obvious reasons, but can we now see some action take place on what he must have told you? But it is also, you know, important that when you read some of these things, you need to be careful, especially online publications. Apart from a few credible ones, especially online publications, we need to be careful. We do need, and the online publications, ironically, I'm not talking of, there are some that are, you know, Premium Times, Cable, these are, you know, we're not talking about those. But some are looter, whatever, and some that are just, only God knows.
Yeah.
You need to be very careful. I've lost my voice.
You look at some of the things that they publish, and you'll be like,
you need to
what?
Be careful.
What is this?
You see, when some of us say there needs to be some element of control, when we say control, we don't say control in that sense, but there need to, you need to get and punish all those who publish false news. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, the man was, which is a rational thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
If he said on probably that I have the names and so on and so forth, like, can we have the names?
Yeah.
Let us now see what is going to happen. So please, let's all be careful. And let me reiterate for the umpteenth time that I tell both my friends and foes alike. Well, I don't want my foes to get into trouble. You are equally responsible for passing false information forward.
Yes.
When I see things like forwarded as, it doesn't exonerate you.
No, it doesn't.
If I were you, I will not forward anything. I will not, any document that is not whatever by you, or you are not sure of, do not forward it, or else you could be equally held responsible.
We have to go now.
So quick.
Yes, we must go now. We have
just warming up.
Sorry.
Let me quickly pay homage to Victor Wifo,
okay,
the guitar boy who saw Mami Water.
Yes, that's right.
You remember this song?
Yes, I did.
Can you sing Victor Wifo song?
Guitar boy.
If you see Mami Water.
No, it's twice. Let's be going.
But let me ask you, if you see Mami Water, where do you go to?
I'll smile.
You remember what we said yesterday? You'll smile, though.
I'll smile. Babe, what's up?
Babe, with human head and fish tail. I'm on my Japan.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Debumi is next at 9. Nedu is the guest, right?
No, tomorrow is Nedu for the King of Boys
review. The King of Boys review, okay.
Today is the three girls.
The three girls, yes, yeah. I saw the muddy girls.
The muddy girls, yes. The one who just turned 18.
Yes, awesome. All right, we have to go now. Thank you for coming.
Okay, sure.
All right, let's go to break. And the news is next.
Mommy, when is Aunt Valerie coming again?
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.